2018, our denomination, the Disciples of Christ, took a huge step in relaying God's message to the world. The DOC created a new identity statement, All Means All. This statement means that no matter your sexual orientation, your gender, your race, or anything else about you, you're always welcome here with us in the house of God. This was such a huge step for our church as a whole because we finally accepted and understood what Jesus was trying to tell us all along, that at God's table, everybody is welcome. It doesn't matter if you have everything you need or are barely scraping by, you're welcome at God's table. It doesn't matter where you're from or your backstory, you're welcome at God's table. It doesn't matter who you love, you're welcome at God's table. Being invited to his table is not something that you have to earn, and it's not something that you can deserve. The table is an open invitation party, and you just have to show up. You just have to be willing to share in communion with the diverse and vast community of God. You have to be willing to extend the invitation to come to the table to yourself and others. You just have to accept the love of God for yourself and for everyone else around you. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it, saying, "This is my body, broken for the forgiveness of sins." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup and he poured it, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you. Take this in remembrance of me."
Let's pray. O God, the eternal, we ask you in the name of the Christ to bless this loaf and this cup to the souls of all who partake, that they may eat and drink in remembrance of the body and blood of the one who is sacrificed for our sake. We come to this table for salvation, and we come to be family. We come for all that's good, and that's how we'll walk away. We come to break the bread so that we can cheer the sad and leave behind the world in a better way. This table represents the promise that nothing is owed or deserved or expected, and our lives don't change because of the person elected. We're loved by you, and we're never rejected. So today, O Lord, we rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. Amen. There you go. All you gotta do is show up, folks. Wait until after.
Thank you. this thing, join in our benediction. I just want to first say thank you for all your thoughtfulness, for all your welcome and embrace that I have felt for longer than the last almost 3 months now. So thank you. You're invited to reception to follow this. Thank you to all the people that have spent time cooking and setting up for us to be in fellowship together. It was about this time last year when I first heard about Heart of the Rockies Christian Church. That's hard to believe that was a year ago. I remember that first conversation that I had with the search committee and ending it thinking, geez, I really want to be there. And we had a whirlwind of a month to follow, 2 months to follow, and then we had to wait. And we all had a little practice of waiting. From my standpoint, it has been very much worth the wait, and I am very much looking forward to the many adventures I'm sure we are to have together as we explore and imagine what this table is all about, what this church is all about, and how God is calling us to live and be in the world. I'm looking forward to that journey with you. Let us join in our benediction. God, be with us this week. We'll see you in other faces, hear you in other voices, love you in loving others, serve you in serving others, not conformed to this world, but transformed by your love.